questions.
James, can you walk us through your decision to come on?
Okay, so right after Nebraska game, Coach Parents, he brought me in and he talked to me about, like, you'll have the opportunity to be able to leave early. And so he went, asked around, then he come on paperwork for the National Advisory Committee. And with all the feedback he got, that would be best advice.
So Kirk reached out to you and said he thought that you were going to get that opportunity.
Yes.
Were you stunned? Were you like, okay, cool? Or what was your reaction to that?
I mean, I was.
Did you see it coming?
I mean, like before the season, there was a whole bunch of stuff saying that I was good enough, but I mean, I never really read that. And so when he brought me in, like he just texted me and like competed with me. I mean, I was shocked to like see that because I thought that all happened after the season. So.
A lot of these teams in the NFL, Atlanta Falcons being one of them, do the outside zone scheme. Can you talk about that and your comfort level with that?
So Iowa, we're primarily a zone offense, inside, outside zone, two back, two tight ends, one back, two tight ends. Really, I mean, we just run like a lot of zone, lead zone, inside, outside. So, but scheme-wise, I mean, it really doesn't matter because zone, we ran every type of play before, zone power, and so it really doesn't matter. Like, I'm comfortable with any type of scheme.
Came in bigger than.
Yes, I thought that was obvious.
Did you mean just general with scouts?
It was just the people they had in front. I mean, they just said that, they just asked me questions and I mean, talked about myself, my family, why I came out early, just things like that.
You came in bigger than a lot of people thought you might. Do you feel comfortable at this weight? How do you think that'll affect you tomorrow?
Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable at this weight. I mean, gaining weight, I never really had to. So at Iowa, we have four weights. And, like, whatever weight you're is, that's designated by the coaching staff and the strength coach. And there's no point for me in college not blocking 340, 330, 320 pound linemen. So there's no point in being 300 plus. But now I'm making that transition to the NFL. I decided to gain weight. And it was pretty easy. You just eat, like, a peanut butter and jelly protein shake every night. And you can gain 10 pounds in, week to week.
Where do you think you can get to in terms of your ideal weight at the next level?
I think 306, 305. I would be anywhere from 305 to 307, so I think that's pretty ideal for me.
Are you discussed primarily as an interior lineman then, or is there any discussion, especially with your arm length, about possibly moving you outside?
I mean, all interior line, but as you've seen, like my true freshman year, I got thrown in that right tackle, so I mean, I can.
James, what's the transition from college to NFL? We're going to be facing some of these interior linemen on defense who are so quick and so strong. What's the challenge in getting used to that?
So the first thing, the transition to the NFL, I mean, in college we all go to class. We all do that in the NFL. It's a job. It's a job. So now the linemen are going to be better, bigger, faster, stronger. And so you just have to, whatever NFL team chooses me, I just have to just get better, focus on my fundamentals, and just use those fundamentals I learned from Iowa. Coach that will be coaching and just use that block.
What's the key part of the technique to combat like an Aaron Donald, for example?
It just depends on pass rush, but you just have to be just very cautious of your technique. If you have one elbow out, if your hands are late, anything like that, you can get beat quickly. I mean, you get beat in college by players if you have bad technique, but in the NFL, they're going to hold you like that. So you just have to be very, very careful with steps, feet, hands, all that.
What are some of the compliments that you're getting, as far as like reach blocks and that sort of thing? I mean, you've always been really good at that. I mean, what kind of compliments have you gotten from NFL GMs and scouts?
And they just said that I'm just very athletic, and I mean, we do that a lot at Iowa, and so I have to become good at reach blocks, at running outside zone, or I wouldn't even be able to play at Iowa.
C.J. Beathard and George Kittle have been pretty successful in the NFL. How has being in a professional-style offense helped you transition?
I don't know because I haven't played. I haven't gotten drafted yet. But, I mean, teams know that, like, you come from a pro-style offense, so there's going to be a learning gap, but it might be closer than other people. But I don't know other coaches' teams and how close they are to the pro, so I'd like you to answer that.
What was the most interesting thing that maybe anybody has asked you? How many meetings have you had so far?
I had six. I had six the first night, one last night, and 13 tonight.
or any that you've heard so far? Question.
I mean, they're all interesting. So really. Nothing yet. I mean, I don't know.
What is the thing that you tell these? You know, what is the thing that you've learned to tell these guys when you sit down and you're talking?
So the first question, every guy I met was the first thing they asked. He just asked about like my family's life, my family history. So I tell them about my mom and dad. My dad played Ohio State, played in the NFL. Older brother plays in the NFL right now. Got a younger brother, younger sister. He just asked me. So, I mean, that's usually the first question. Then they just ask questions off of that. Then sometimes it goes straight into football stuff. Sometimes it goes into my personal life. And a lot of questions have been, would I be able to transition to guard? And, like, the transition to guard, my entire true freshman year, I played left guard, right guard. I didn't even play center true freshman year, so transition to guard, it wouldn't be a problem.
Sean credited your ability to think on the fly as being something that really had you attributed to you being able to come out early. How much is that an attribute that you think you can sell to teams?
I mean, as a center or any position on the offensive line, you have to be able to react quickly. Because you can game plan something all week, and defenses now, they just don't play just one front the entire game, one, like, blitz the entire game. They can do anything possible. So, I mean, you just have to be able to just, you know, like, you got to look at tendencies, study film, and you just got to know, like, if they have a linebacker in who's a good pass rusher, he's not going to drop into coverage. He's going to pass rush 95% of the time. You just have to be able to know, just know personnel, just know your plan. That's how you be able to think on the fly.
Jason, you got your NFL draft advisory grade or whatever. Did that make the decision for you?
I had to talk to my parents and stuff, but, I mean, it wasn't the main part, but, I mean, it was a part of it. And when I got my grade, I got second round grade, I don't know. Then I asked Josh, like, what's his grade, and he got second round grade, too. So, I mean, I think Josh is worth a top 10 pick if we both got second round grade. So,
right.
I mean, you think about that.
What Billy Crusoe?
I was 6'3", 3'8", like now or something. Then my weight was 304.
Was there any offensive linemen in particular in the pros that you study film on that you say, hey, you know what, I like what he does? Anybody in particular?
Jason Kelce from the Eagles. They run a lot of like stuff. We ran an Iowa outside zone, inside zone. We run a lot of stuff with him, and I think he's one of probably the best athlete offensive lineman in the NFL. And he's a great runner, great with his hands. So that's what I call my game after.
When you look at what Kurt did for you, I mean, in his best interest is to keep you at Iowa, yet he calls you in, pretty much tells you to go. I mean, does it feel like that he actually has your best interest at hand?
He didn't pretty much tell me to go. But I mean, as a coach, I mean, coaches, they want to do what's best for the players. So even if I wanted to transfer, if that was my best interest, all the coaches would be behind me. If they knew transferring would be my best interest or doing whatever. They just want what's best for the player. And Coach Ferentz, I won't put words in his mouth. You can ask him, but, I mean, Coach Ferentz, he understood my decision, and he was just happy and just congratulated me. He actually texted me earlier, and was just saying good luck and all that stuff.
James, how many teams would you say you've met with here so far?
Like formal interviews, I have 20, then informal interviews.
You have 20 formal interviews?
Yes.
Jets, Giants, Eagles?
I know I meet with the Eagles tonight for sure. I mean, I'm not sure about the Jets and Giants. I have to look at my schedule. Like they said, we can't have our card out, so I was looking at my card.
I appreciate that.
Have you met with the 49ers yet?
Yes.
How much of a whirlwind has this been for you? You're a potential first-round pick now at age 20.
I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, every time I play at college, like, I would look. I was always taking a chance during the game, just looking at the crowd and just be like how blessed I am to be there. Especially with the New Children's Hospital, that's right outside the stadium. You look up like halfway through the game, you look up and you see like the Children's Hospital and how important football is to those kids who have diseases that it wasn't their choice to have. It's just kids that, like, I mean it's just pretty cool to be just having this experience. And also, when I was a kid, I played a lot of Madden. And I remember playing Madden and like the offensive line would get volleyball. And like that's not your choice on like a Madden. And I realized next year it's gonna be some kid playing Madden. It's gonna be me with the holding call. So it's a really cool experience. So I'm glad I'm here.
What are you gonna miss the most from Iowa City?
Everything. I mean, I love Iowa. I mean, I'm still living there. I'm still in class. I mean, I love Iowa. I love my teammates. I mean, just like the bonds like we made, and like, because like we live with each other. I mean, in the NFL, I mean, I'm not trying to live like another grown man, but in my college, I mean, we have classes together. We give each other rides to class and walk with each other. I mean, it's fun. I love Iowa. I mean, there's so much stuff in this about it.
Are you going to get your degree?
So after the semester, I'll have 6 hours left. I'm in 14 semester hours right now this semester.
Do you know Billy Price at all?
Yes, actually, I have a fun story about Billy. So, so I'm from Warren, Ohio. He's from Youngstown. So he went to Austin Town Fitz, which is right outside of Warren. And my sophomore year in high school, we opened up. Actually, every year we opened up Austin Town Fitz. And Billy Price, he was a starting nose tackle, and that was my first start. That was my first time playing center in the game. My sophomore year. Billy Price was committed to Ohio State. The top, he was a defensive lineman, then. So he was a top defensive lineman in the entire state. That first game, I mean, you can check my highlight tape. I played him twice, but he's a really good friend to me. I always wish him good luck and all that stuff. And honestly, I think without, like, he was the first person who showed me that I was good enough to play Division I football. Because he was Ohio State commit, I was a sophomore with no offers, and me being able to block the best lineman in the state, come to plays. I mean, it really showed. That really opened up my eyes. Like, I'm capable of playing Division I.
Did your brother have any advice for you in entering the draft?
He just said, just make sure you just work hard and just, you're going to get your shot. So whenever you get there, so my brother, he bounced around to a couple teams. He knows that, like, me and him are in two different positions. And so he knows, like, whenever you get your shot, just make sure you work hard and do what you need to do to get there.
James, I don't know if you're aware, Billy Price got hurt in the bench press. Have you talked to him? Do you have any contact with him at all today?
No, I saw him earlier in the day, but we haven't seen that other offensive line since probably about, like, maybe 2 hours ago.
James, what do you need to show this guy? What do you think people are looking to see out of you?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not. That's a hard question. I mean, I'm not a scout. So. But, I mean, if personally for me, the question I would have, like, if I was a scout asking me, I'd be like, can he play guard? Can he play something other than center? So, I guess I can. I'm not sure how much drill work I'll do at guard tomorrow, but I can show them I can play guard.
I was talking to Brian Allen down there. He's got brothers who play. Obviously, you have a brother who played too. What was it like growing up with you two?
It was fun growing up. My dad introduced us to football, and it was just pretty cool. Because, like, I never really got a chance to play with my brother until high school. Because, like, the way football, like, you can think it's always, like, a two-year difference. And I never really got a chance to play with my brother. And, I mean, the first time we played together in high school was cool. Then in college, I mean, it was a different experience playing from the first time on TV, like, with my brother. So, and then, like, because I have a younger sister, she's 15, and she's a girl, so we don't have the same connection as my brother. I have a younger brother who's 10, and, I mean, we have such an age difference. Like, I'm not as close to Ellis as I am with my older brother, Sean. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, my brother is probably my biggest role model and my best friend.
So you guys didn't have that whole sibling rivalry thing? You guys were pretty tight in a good way?
I mean, of course, yeah, we have rivalries all the time. We have fights, so, I mean, it's all love.
Are you still in contact with some of the Iowa alum, like CJ and George?
Yeah, actually, CJ texted me, I think, one day or two, and just asked me, just told me about good luck and all that stuff.
Why is that preparing your degree?
Because football can end at any time, so I can't play football forever. And actually, I want to do something. Like, I want, like, playing college football, like, I didn't expect to be here. So, I mean, I want to, after I'm done playing, I actually want to be able to do something. After I graduate next spring, I want to get my master's in public health.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James. Let me see if I want to get his master's in public health.
Yeah.
That's what I got.